Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Kuf Pei Beis. We are up to Sif Beis. The last line on page Pei Vav. We're about to turn on to page 172. The Mechaber says in Sif Beis, Kos Birchas Hamazon Eino Elo Shel Yayin. We discussed last night the times in which a person could or should use a kos for Birchas Hamazon. And tonight the Mechaber tells us what the kos should be. So the Shulchan Aruch starts off and says the kos brichas hamazon should only be of wine, v'lo misha'ar mashkin. It should not be from any other drinks. Afilu kovas su'udaso aleihem. Even if he was koveya his suda on that drink, and that's more of a reason why you should be able to bench on that drink, still the Shulchan Aruch says you cannot use that drink for brichas hamazon. However, v'im ein yayin matzui ba'oso makom. If in the place where he is, wine is not commonly found, v'hasheichar o sha'ar mashkin havu chamar medina, and beer or other drinks are the drink of the medina, so then mevarachin aleihem, then you can bench on them. Chutz min hamayim, the exception is water. Even if water is the drink of that medina, you can't bench on water. The Rama says, "Umashen ohagin medinos elu levarich al hasheichar ein limchos." That which the minog is in our medinos, to bench on a kos of beer, one should not protest. As we learned yesterday, there are shittos that hold that you don't need a kos of benching at all. So if they're already benching with a kos, even though it's a beer, there's no reason to protest against them. Vote, and furthermore, the ikar chamar medina is beer. The kovim hasuda alav, and that is a drink that we are koveya asuda on. The afagav the yayin nimtza ba'ir, and even if wine is found in the city, mikomakom lo mikri matzui ledavar zeh. It's not considered found. Even though it is found, it's not called matzui for this. Shehu biyoker, because the wine lamais is expensive. The efshar liknos yayin b'chol suda levarich alav. It's not shayach to be buying wine for every single suda in order to bench on the wine. Therefore, the Rama says that those who are noeg to have the beer as their kos for Birchas Hamazon, you should not protest against them. Again, reason number one is some hold you don't need a kos at all. And reason number two is that wine is expensive. So even if wine is matsui, if the beer is chamar medina, it would be okay and we would not protest against those who are using beer. Amnam, hamitzum ramuvchor levarech alayayin. Certainly the preferred way is to bench on wine. The Rama ends off the sif and says, "V'yesh medaktikin kishemivurachin biyochid alayayin." There are those who are careful that when they are biyachidus and they are benching on a kos of wine, shelo lechos hakos biyadam. They don't hold the kos in their hands. Rak menichin oso alashulchan lefneim. Rather, they place it on the table in front of them. V'nochon minogze al derech hakabolah. Api Kabbalah, that is the way to go, that if you're benching by yourself, you don't hold the kos. If you want to bench on a kos, you could put the kos down on the table in front of you. Says the Mishabura back in Sivkotan Hay, the very bottom of page Pei Vav. We said in the Mechaber that the kos Birchas Hamazon should only be of wine, it should not be Mishar Mashkim. Kemo le'inyan Kiddush v'Avdalah, just like we find by Kiddush and Avdalah, De'eno al Sha'ar Mashkin, Lukuli Alma b'mokum de lohavion chamar medina. That we do not make Kiddush or Abdullah on any other liquids according to everyone in a place where they are not Chamar Medina. The Mishavu is explaining this based on what the Mechaber says, that if wine is not around and there is Chamar Medina, so then you would use it. But just like by Kiddush and Abdullah, you would not make Kiddush and Abdullah on anything but wine, so too when it comes to benching, you should only use wine, unless, as we discuss, if the other drink is the Chamar Medina. Sivkoton vava filu kava su'udaso. Rotzalomar means to say, Shetocha su'uda somach al mashkezo. During your su'uda that you just had, you were reliant on this drink. Vahoya ikir shtiyaso mehem. And your main drinking during the su'uda was from this type of drink. Afilu achi, even so, einzem mechashev osom levarech aleihem birchas hamazon. That does not give them enough chashivas that you should then bench birchas hamazon on them.
Since that's not Chamar Medina, that's not the drink that is normally had in this Medina, even though you were koveya on it during your Suda, that is not grounds to have it for benching.
The Mechaber then said, but if wine is not Matsui, and beer or other drinks are Chamar Medina, then you could bench on them. Sivkot and Zayin, if ein Yayin Matsui, if wine is not found, v'afilu nimtza Yayin ba'ir, even if his wine is found in the city, but it's not found a lot.
And because of this, and because wine is not commonly found in the city, the ikr drink around there is beer or other drinks. That is also grounds that one could be lenient and he could bench on beer. The Ayin Bebach Shekosa, look in the Bach, who writes, the after Einu Mukhuyev Lahadir Shom Achar Yayin Leknosom in Achanvani, even though in that case where it's not found a lot, you're not Mukhuyev to be Mahadir after wine to buy it from the store owner. Mikomokom im Yeshlo Yayin Bebeis, so Yavarach Al Yayin Lamaisa, if you do have wine at home that you can use, you should use the wine that you have at home. You're not Mukhuyev to go out and buy it, but if you have it, you should use it. Sivkoton Ches Ba'uso Makom, we said the wine is not Matsui Harbe Ba'uso Makom. Hainu b'chol ha'ir, that means in the whole city. Afshe b'shar ayoros b'medina zo nimtza yayin harbi. Even if in other cities in the Medina, wine is found in abundance, but if it's not found a lot in your city, that's called not found, and then that's grounds, if you have beer or other drinks that are chamar Medina, to bench on them. Sifkotan tes, mevarachin aleihem, v'im yeshlo shnei minei mashkin. Let's say wine is not an option, but you have two other drinks. For example, you have beer and meidvash, or something similar. And one of those two drinks is more choshev to you, you like it better. You should make the benching on the drink that you prefer. Certainly, if that was the drink that you chose to have during your suda just now that you ate, then you certainly should have the benching on that drink as well. Then it is certainly proper to lead the benching on that coast, velo al mashke ha'acher, and not on the other drink. It's not proper to have your table full and the table of your master empty. That's a lashon that's being borrowed from the Gemara, meaning to say, don't have for your own enjoyment during the suda the more geshmak a drink. And now it comes to benching for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, now you're going to the less geshmaka drink. So if you drank that for your own pleasure during the Suda, you should use that drink as well for the benching. Of course, this is only true, says the Mishabura, if that drink that you preferred, that you had during the Suda, now you want to bench on it, that it's considered Chamar Medina, it's a drink that is normally had during this in this place. If it's not a drink that's commonly had, it's only once in a while that people drink it, even if this drink really is more choshev than the other drink, lo have chamar medina, that does not make it chamar medina, mide da have ashar mashkin, just like we find by other drinks. Kegon yein tapuchim v'yein rimonim. So the Mishabura says, if you have two drinks, better to use the one that you prefer more, certainly if you had it already during the Suda, but only if that is chamar medina, meaning it's a drink that is normally had throughout that medina, not if it's only used once in a while. Sivkoton yud, chutz min amayim, the only exception we said in the Mechaber was, if the wine is not found, you could drink sheikhar or other chamar medina, but water is out. Even if the drink in that place is water b'ikr, still we don't bench on water. Even though those are the drinks that most people are drinking, we don't bench on them. They're not any more chashiv than water. Tish beer, which is birah shulchana, some kind of beer. Efshar diyesh lachel b'shas adchak. It could be you could be lenient in a pressing situation. Kishirov ha'amonim shosimehem, when most of the people in the area are drinking it, that you can bench on it. Ve'ayim b'simen reis ha'divavim eshiburis evkaten yud mashik hasad nusham. Now, there's an interesting note over here, note number 6. If you look at the second paragraph, he writes, if a person prefers beer more than wine, the Bir Halacha will tell us later on, even though we're saying over here that if you have wine, you can't use anything else. If you don't have wine, matzui, then you can use beer. But the Bir Halacha does say later on, Hilchos Shabbos, that you could make kiddush or bench on beer if you prefer it more than wine, even if the wine is matzui. In addition, he writes, Bizbonedo nowadays, Shayayin Matsui Larov, that wine is found in abundance. The Ein Shosim Eshar HaMishkos Ketachlif Layayim, and we don't drink other drinks in the place of wine. The Chazanish holds She'ein Shum Mashke Nechshav Chamar Medina. He says nothing is considered Chamar Medina nowadays. Afal pi shegam yayin asmo eino lishtos. Even if you're not knowing in general to drink wine, it's not considered chamar medina to have anything else. V'chein da'asak tos ha'shulchan, shekevan shayayin matzui. Since wine is found, ein shum mashkel choshev chamar medina. That is the more machmir shita, that nothing else is considered chamar medina. Me'idach, on the other hand, Rav Yashiv says, Sha'af bizmanenu shayayim matzui, even nowadays where wine is in abundance, yeshna mashkim shedinam kechamar medina, there are drinks that are considered chamar medina. V'atam, the reason is, kevan shayom ein regilus lishtos yayin bishum simcha el l'kiddush v'avdallah. I don't know if times have changed or it's different by us, but since nowadays it's not regilus to drink wine by any simcha except by kiddush and avdallah, ulakach ena yayin choshev chamar medina, therefore the wine is not considered chamar medina. Umemela shar mashkim chashuvim chamar medina, therefore other drinks would be called chamar medina. Vikosav shekei nogu, and he says therefore that is the minug. Visomchina mashakosav beralocha la'el, vidasa ramam lin avdallah, and we rely on the sheet of the Rambam Magabe Avdallah, the Bialocha brings down, Shimrov b'nei ha-medina shosim sheikhar. If most of the people in that medina drink beer, nechshav hu chamar medina af imatsu yayim. That's considered chamar medina, even if there is wine around. There is a further discussion about different things that can be used chamar medina, in note number 11 as well, discusses coffee, tea, juices, ayin shum. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vaidus of Katan Yud Aleph, the Rama said, that which we are knowing in our Medinos, to bench on beer, you should not protest. And he brought down two reasons. One reason was that some hold you don't need a kos at all for benching, so there's no downside of using beer. And furthermore, he says, the Iker Chamar Medina is wine, and we're kovim the Suda on it. And even if wine is matsui, since it's expensive, so to get it for every Suda, that's not called matsui. So says the Mishaburo, Masha no Hugim. Rotzalomar shenohogim levarech ala sheichar. The minhag is to bench on beer. Afagav the yayin matzui ba'ir. Even though, as we're going to see in the Ramah, the wine is found in the city. The reason is again because they're kovim suda alav. Rotzalomar means to say sefkatan yubeis. Afim lo nachshiv oso lachamar medina kolkach. Even if we're not going to consider it so much of a chamar medina, mipnei shem matzui gam yayin shem, because the case again, like the Ramah says, that wine is found in that medina as well. So the beer is not considered so much of a chamar medina. Mikomakom belav hochi yesh omrim. But still, anyway, there are shitas that hold the imkova suudasa mitchil al shamashkim. If you had in your suda before the benching other drinks, machshiv osam bazeh, that's giving them chashivas. And you're allowed to bench on those drinks even though you have wine. So there are shitas that hold if you drank this drink during your suda, even though you have wine, you are allowed to bench on that drink. The Mechaber said on the top line over here at 172, said, you can't use them for benching. Mikomakom says the Mishabura still, it would be a shita that we could bring in as a combination to other shitas to be lenient. Like the Ramah says, the wine is expensive, so it's hard to get it. And like we said, there is a shita that holds that we don't need a kos at all. So you can factor in also the shita that holds that if you're kover, you're suda on a certain drink, that makes it into a drink that you're allowed to bench on. So therefore, that would be another reason that we could throw into the mix to be lenient and not protest against those who are benching on beer. Sifkotun Yud Gimel. The Ramah then told us that since the wine is found, but it's expensive, it's Iefsher Liknos Yayin B'chol Suda Levarachalov. It's not shy to buy wine for every Suda to bench on it. Aval Inya Kiddush V'Avdala Mashma Degam Ramah Mode Detzorach Lachzor Dafka Achar Yayin. This is all talking about benching, that it's a little bit expensive, so we're not going to make you go crazy and spend so much money for every kos of benching to be wine. However, Zokta Mishabu, when it comes to Kiddush and Avdala, it's mashma that even the Ramah would admit that you need to go specifically after wine. Kevon diyayin nimtza ba'ir. Since wine is found in the city, elashu biyoker, just expensive. So being expensive is grounds not to get it for benching, but it's not grounds, Zokta Mishabura, even the Fidah Ramah, not to get wine for Kiddush and Avdala. Sivkotun Yudal Liknos Yayin Bechosuda, Avalim Yesh Lo Yayin Bebeso. Once again, if it's expensive, so we're not going to make you go out and buy it. But Lamaisa, if you do have it in your house, Tzarech Levarech Alav, the Baal says, you would need to bench on the wine. Vim Yesh Lo Yayin Bebeso Rak Ma'at, Lutzara Kiddush V'Avdala. If you only have a little bit of wine in your house and it's only enough for Kiddush and Avdala, Ein tzarech levarech alav. You do not need to use that wine for benching. The kiddush ve'avdala l'kuli alma ton kos. Because everyone holds that kiddush and avdala require a kos, as opposed to what we saw yesterday. Not everyone requires a kos at birchas hamazon. V'chomer b'birchas hamazon meila kiddush and avdala is more chomer than birchas hamazon. You should never save a kos for benching and skin, but not use it for whatever reason on kiddush or avdala. Kiddush and avdala avada come first. The last point the Rama told us was there are those who are careful when they are benching on a coast by themselves. They don't hold the coast, they put it down in front of them. And the Rama said, V'nochon minach zeh derech ha-kabbalah. This is a proper minach al pi kabbalah. Says the Mishnah Berurah Tesvav shelolechos, the hamedaktikim shemevorechim al ha-kos, those who are medaktik to in fact bench on a coast, who lotzeis yidei deya harishona shebisav aleph. They're doing it to be yotze, the shita that we saw last night, in Sif Aleph, the first shita, the gandhi yachid to own kos, that even the yachid who is benching requires a kos. The rat the me'azohar mashma, the yachid lo yivarech al kos. However, from the zohar it's mashma that a yachid should not bench on a kos. Al kain mevarechin, therefore they do some kind of compromise, they bench on the kos, the ein ochasin biyodim, and they don't hold the kos in their hands, ubaze yotze midei akol. And that way they yotze everything. Now that sounds a little funny. One shita says use a kos, one says don't use a kos. So they're using a kos but not holding it. How are you being yotze both? If you look in the Shaar Tzion, he's masbir a little more the Zayar. If you look in Os Yud Beis, he writes, the ikar hakpeda shekosar sham bazohar. The ikar hakpeda that the Zohar has is she'ein mevarchin al hakos biyachid mashmisham duhudafka lechos also biyad kederach hamevarchin. The Gra says the ikar hakpeda of the Zohar is that if you're in a bench on the coast biyachid, don't hold it. So the ikar hakpeda is the holding it. So therefore, the Mishnah Berurah makes a lot more sense that these people are trying to compromise. They want to satisfy the mechaber's first shita that a yachid must bench on a coast. They want to satisfy the Zohar that says don't bench on a coast, but the ikar hakpeda is don't hold the coast. Therefore, they bench on the coast, but they put it in front of them, they don't hold it. Back to the Mishnah Berurah. Ubaze yotze midei akol, that way they yotze everyone. Da afilu ha'omrim tu'una kos, even the first sheet of the mechaber from yesterday that says you require a kos of brechas ha'mozum biyochid, harei ha'kos lefonav al ha'shulchan, l'maisa, the kos is in front of you on the table, v'achizoso eina elu l'mitzvah minam bufkul divir akol. Everyone holds that if you bench on a kos and it's in front of you, that's fine, it's better to hold it, it's mitzvah minam bufkul to hold it. But avad if it's in front of you, you yotze. That way you satisfy the first sheet of sif aleph, you're benching on a kos biyochid, and you're also satisfying the ikrak part of the Zayar, which is not to hold it because you're not holding it. Sivkodin tezayin v'nochon minog zeh. The Rama ended off and said this minog is correct. Aderach ha-kabbalah. Rotzalomer masha'ein ochazin oso biyadayim. What is proper? That which they are not holding the coast in their hands, the canal. Ukayom minog ha'olam she'ein mevarachin ala coast klal biyochid. And then the Mishnah Berurah ends off again. He mentioned this last night as well. That nowadays the minog ha'olam is that we do not bench on a coast at all biyochid. So not only what the Rama says that you shouldn't be holding it, but the minhag l'maisa is that we be yachidus when we're by ourselves, we do not bench on a kos. Like we saw last night, it is preferred if you have wine available to yes bench. If you have a mezuman, we discussed it last night. But on a yachid, the minhag is that he does not bench with a kos. We will stop here and continue next time. Mirtz Hashem with Ziv Gimel.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.